up, you guys? This is Angel with Daily Talks. So my podcast that I wanted to do is why can't you orgasm? Most women have never had one. And it's crazy because I've actually had conversations with certain females and they've never experienced an orgasm. You know, not even with penetration. They haven't, maybe playing with themselves, but I'll give my 2 cents towards the end. All right, so I got my homegirl on here, and what do you have to say about this topic? Like, how old were you when you had an orgasm?
I was 32.
You were 32?
32.
And what happened? What was your experience like?
My experience is more so, I think it was the person. So it's more than just the likes or just sex altogether. It's just, do that person make you, you know, orgasm? Like, now I'm 38, but you got to keep in mind, too, I have 4 kids. And I know people like, how you got kids and you never orgasm? Because maybe it's how the man is having sex with you, or maybe you're lusting too much, or maybe it's kind of like a soul tie type of thing, you know? So everybody can't make you just orgasm.
Right. So I got a question. What do they mean, how you had kids and you never had an orgasm? Orgasm don't make you have kids.
It don't. Some people think that because, you know, a woman have to nut to even make a baby, it don't work that way. You know, sex is just sex, you know? Some people don't have to mentally be into the sexual intercourse at the time. So if the sex isn't good, they're not gonna come. A woman just don't come like that. It don't happen like that.
So would you say, like, a man would actually have to, like, a woman have to teach a man what she likes? Because that's what I pretty much said, like, you know, you gotta just know where your spot is. Some females don't even know where their spot is. So
yeah, and then, you know, some men also, they have sex too rough for a woman, or they switch positions and a woman is just not comfortable. You know, she's even like the dude or whatever, but it don't usually work out like that. He may be, you know, he may turn her on, but just not in that department. He probably not hitting that G-spot the right way. He may miss some areas somewhere. So it's kind of like you have to teach them where your spot is.
How many spots do you have? Do you got 1, 2, multiple? Like, are you, what is it for you?
For me, my clitoris is definitely one of those spots. I'm not a behind-the-ear girl. You can't finger me. That shit just doesn't turn me on. Playing with my nipples, that doesn't do it. But, you know, playing with my clitoris and we're having sex while we're having sex, yeah. That's definitely going to, you know, get me that orgasm that I need. But you have to know your body, too.
Right. So, okay. So let me rephrase the question. So really not that. I'm saying, like, within the vagina, like, do you only have one spot or do you have two or multiple?
I'm going to say I have one.
You only have one. Okay. Yeah. Everybody's different. So all the way up until you was, what you say, 32, you never experienced orgasm. You didn't even nut.
Nope.
Not until
I was 32.
Cause I also feel like it's a different too. Like, I can have sex and nut, but like it's just okay. Like, okay, that was good. But to have an orgasm, I'm gonna pass out. I can't even do round two. I can't even do round two.
I can't give you an orgasm. I have a better orgasm with just myself.
Okay.
With just doing it by myself. You get what I'm saying? Because I know what I like.
Right. Right, yeah.
But that orgasm I give myself, a man can never just give me that. It has happened, like I said, not many times, but, you know, I just started that at 32. You know, once you know your body, then you can direct and give direction. But still, even when you do that from time to time, you're still not going to catch it. You're not going to catch it that way. Like I said, I do it giving it to myself better than getting it out of sex.
Thank you. Okay, so like I was saying, don't you find it crazy how like these dudes, they really be feeling like they putting it down and they really not? You know, and I feel like the female...
We be lying to them sometimes.
Yeah. Like, I feel like if you tell them, like, I didn't, you know, I ain't had no orgasm, they not gonna believe shit you saying, which is so crazy.
It'll shoot their ego down, so that's why we lie.
I don't lie. Yes, I do. I have. We ain't gonna talk about it. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I feel like, you know, sometimes you gotta let them know, like, baby, listen, what was that? Like, you thought you did something, baby, and it just wasn't giving what it needed to give. And so, you know, it's really crazy, though, because if a lot of females were as honest with their homegirls, was as honest with their men than they are their homegirls, that would teach them a lot. You know what I'm saying? And it'll teach them a lot about women. But it'll kind of fuck them up in the bedroom, because then they'll start thinking like, damn, is she really coming for real? Or is she just faking? Because a female can fake so good. Like, so good. And ain't nothing
happening. And sometimes we don't want to hurt a man's feelings. I mean, especially when we're really digging that person. You don't want to knock their ego down because of that. But sometimes, you know, sex plays a major role in relationships. So you have to eventually learn how to communicate and let them know, like, hey, listen, this is not my spot. Because the one thing about a man gonna let you know when he's not sexually pleased. When you want his dick sucked to get that nut out, he's gonna tell you certain things like stay at the tip. So yeah, that's communication. Communication is the key to a healthy relationship, right? So yeah, you have to learn how to be open. But sometimes there's nothing wrong with lying, especially if, you know, this is just a here and there type of thing.
Yeah. I definitely do understand that. Okay. All right, so I'll definitely be giving my opinion at the end. So thank you for sharing your thoughts with the people. And we'll be back with another podcast. But yeah, that was, I'm glad that you was able to share that. I do have a question. So did you tell that person that you finally had an orgasm with, did you tell them they were the first person that you had an orgasm with?
Of course I did. I was happy.
What? How did it make him feel?
Of course, now he had to go harder because he wanted to make sure I had the orgasm all the time.
Right.
And he did. He successfully tried to make that shit happen every time we had sex, and that relationship lasted for 5 years. It was great.
Right. And so, that's what I'm saying, too. It's like if you mess a dude up with that, like, that's what they're constantly gonna be thinking about. And then when they go and have sex with somebody else, they're gonna be thinking, like, damn, I wonder if her ever got them faking just like Shawty, you know what I'm saying? Or because, you know, she wasn't getting, like, it took her so long to have one. Because I was 17 when I had an orgasm. I was 17, like, pew. And I told him, you know, he was the first person that made me, and he was like, dang, for real? I'm like, yeah. You know, other than, you know, me doing it myself. But yeah, it started when I was 17. Ever since then, you know, some knew what they were doing, and just some did not. So yeah, I definitely understand that. So yeah. Well, all right then. We're going to go ahead and end your part of the podcast. Is there anything you want to, any advice you want to give to the ladies or educate the men?
It's okay to lie to the man who can't make you orgasm. It's not for everyone. And men, you have to learn how to communicate with your lady, because it is very important that you know what makes them come.
Yeah, they need to know her body, for sure.
Yeah, you need to know.
All right. Hey, what's up, you guys? I hope you guys enjoyed her opinion about my topic. Of course, I was going to come on here and let you guys know, you know, exactly how I feel about it. And I was agreeing with her for the most part. I feel like men should definitely communicate, you know, what feels good to them. And then ladies should definitely do the same thing. I feel like it will make things so much better in the bedroom when you lay down with the person you decide to have sex with, because that'll make a man more aware, like, okay, let me learn her body. You know what I'm saying? Because it's easy to listen to a woman tell you all day long, like, you know, this is what I like, this is what turns me on. But you got to keep that going. You know what I'm saying? You got to know exactly what you're doing once you get in that bedroom. Like, you got to know what you're doing. And it's like, if you don't know what you're doing, you know, or let's just say you do know what you like. To you, you know what you're doing. Like, oh, it's easy to, you know, kiss her here. It's easy to do this, easy to do that. But does that turn her on? You know what I'm saying? Then a female really have to be attracted to you as well, too. So, like, she's not attracted to you physically, sexually, then it's not going to happen. But sad to say, a woman could be all of those things. Like, she can find you physically and sexually attractive, but she can't have an orgasm, you know? And I don't know, like, I've had women ask me, like, how do you do it? Like, can you tell me how? Like, I can't tell you how, because shit, you know, at the age of 17, like I said, that's when I experienced my first orgasm. And what I'm saying, like, I did mention, there's two things to this, right? Two ways to this. Like a female can, you know, get off. But, and I'm speaking about myself, but it's good, but it's like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was good. But to, like, really hit it, the end goal, like he really in that spot. That's why I said, for me, I have two spots. You know what I'm saying? The first spot, okay, I can definitely go for round two. I'm just a freak anyway, so I'll go for round two, round three, depending on what the night and how I feel, how much I don't have to drink, how backed up I am. But, like, if listen, you'll know, because I'm going to go to sleep instantly. I am going to go to sleep instantly. You would literally walk out of the room and walk back in like 5 minutes and I'm out. And it's not because, I mean, you know, I'm already tired anyway because I work. But, like, when you have an orgasm, baby, that take a lot of energy out of you. But it feels so amazing. And I am so sorry that some females are not able to experience this. Let me tell you, it is one of the best. It's like, that's the point of having sex. You know what I'm saying? That is the point of having sex. You want to feel good at the end of the day. And when you find a man that knows your body and knows just how to please you and all that kind of stuff, and y'all just on the same type of time, you're gonna be addicted. I don't care what you talk about. You're gonna be addicted. I would like to say, for the ladies that have not, like, I know for me, it's definitely, like, now, because, like, the person I have sex with, I don't even have to focus most times. He just know, and I hate it sometimes, because I be like, you know, don't even, like, he just know what a spot is, and I can't stand it, because sometimes I like to, you know, like, let's just play around a little bit, and it just be like, I feel like, you know, I don't know, I need to ask him, like, you be doing that on purpose? For real, like, no, I'm just playing. But it's really good. Like, it is really good. And I want to say, you know, for the most part, like, focusing, like, get your mind off of whatever your mind is on at the time. Focus on him, his smell, you know, the way he's grinding on you, the way he feels inside of you. Focus on, you know, like, you move your hips too. Like, don't, like, fuck him back. You know what I'm saying? Don't just lay there and let him do all the fucking. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, don't let him do all the work. Fuck him back. Like, don't be scared. Listen, it be taking me a minute to come out my shell, but when I do, like, you know, like, I have to be warmed up. I have to really be all the way comfortable, like, all the way comfortable. It's still stuff that, you know, I feel like I can definitely warm up a little bit more on. It's just that, you know, sometimes you don't want to do too much. I don't know what's too much. But yeah, just really focus on that person. You know what I'm saying? Like, what they look like, what they smell like. You know, shoot, it's going to be a minute before I get this again, so I got to make it count. Like, I'm just trying to, like, give you all the things to think about, but, like, be more in tune with having sex more than in your thoughts. Because if you just in your thoughts, like you probably always is, like, you're not going to have an orgasm. It's not going to be there. And then you just got to find your spot. Like, my homegirl said her clitoris is what turns her on, so it's like, a man, like, when he's going inside of you, you know, he definitely has to hit that part or whatever. I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm not a sex therapist. You know, so it's like, I don't know every female's body. I'm only speaking off of me and my body and what it is that I like, you know. And like I told you, I don't share a lot of what I like on my podcast just because, you know, I feel like that's, like, for whoever I'm having sex with, you know, my man, like, and then even if, then I thought about it too, like, you know, I could tell you what I like and what I like done don't mean you're gonna do the shit right, you know what I'm saying, because everybody can't go down on a female, everybody can't kiss, you know what I'm saying, everybody can't, you know, like, listen, everybody can't do what you like. Even though they doing what you like, it doesn't mean they doing it right. Doing what you like, not doing it right. Hey, y'all, I should become a rapper now, I'm just playing. But for real, that was rhyming though, for real. But yeah, for real, like, you know, I can't teach you, ladies. I really can't. That's just like my best go-to for you, to just try that. You know what I'm saying? Again, I really do hate that there are women out there that's never experienced that while having sex. And it's nothing wrong with telling the person that you're with, you know, that you haven't had that with them. You know, but it sucks because it's like you're so deep into the relationship that if you go and you tell him that, it's going to make him feel a certain type of way. Like, damn, we've been together this whole time. You ain't had an orgasm. Damn, you lie about something. You keep something like that away. What else you lie? Like, it'll open a whole can of worms, sister. So, you know what? I don't even know what to say. I feel like that's why I say, like, do not lie. Like, be honest from the beginning. I'm a grown-ass woman. I'm not lying to no man, baby. If you don't know what you're doing, I'm going to let you know that if you have sex with me good this day and the next day is trash, I'm going to cuss you out. I'm going to let you know exactly how I feel. Like, what was that? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you about to get cut off because you tripping. You pissing me off. You know, but because of all honesty, like, I can please myself just fine. Like, I don't have to have a man all the time, you know what I mean? But having a man is good because, you know, eventually, like, you get tired, you know, you want a body, you want, like, a man. Yeah, I'm getting horny just talking about this. Oh my goodness. Woo, I can't do nothing right now though, y'all. But yeah, I'm like, man, like, yeah. Yeah, like, listen, I don't know what I would, I don't know how I would feel if I could not have an orgasm. I don't even want to imagine not having an orgasm, just because it feels so damn good, you know what I'm saying, just because, like, I don't want to imagine. But, like, fellas, you need to ask your lady, like, you know, like, does this feel good? And ladies, don't lie and say no. And it probably does, right? But not enough to have an orgasm, you know, or sometimes just stay in that spot. But men be getting tired. You know, a good thing, too, is getting on top. Because when you get on top, now you have control of, you know what I'm saying, the penis, like, where it goes, how deep it goes. Like, you should definitely try getting on top. Don't be shy about it. I actually like to get on top. You know, I feel like I can, like, I'm going to find my spot, just like, because I know where it is. So, each time, it's going to be like, you know, so So I would say try that, you know, and then just think, you know, you ain't gonna necessarily be looking into his eyes and shit. You know what I'm saying? And play like some good music too. Like some music that turn you on. Like, I'm just trying to give y'all like some stuff. Like, music that turn you on, that like make you wet, that just make you think about him. Like, play that song. You know what I'm saying? Drink or whatever, and just like kind of get yourself in that groove, you know, whatever makes you wet, and then, you know, get on top, and then, you know, just kind of grind slow, you know what I'm saying, move your hips around, whatever the case may be, and, you know, until you find that spot that feel good, and you gonna know, because the more you keep bouncing up and down or grinding, the more wet you're gonna become. Yeah, you're gonna become so wet. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the spot. However, it sucks because some women are just naturally wet. So a lot of times men be thinking they doing something. You just really not, sorry to say, fellas, but you're not. And not all, okay? But I'm just saying, most women are just naturally wet. And you would think that, oh, you know, she came, whatever, da-da-da. And that's not what it is. She's just naturally wet. So, it's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? And she is turned on by you. You know what I mean? But it doesn't mean that she had an orgasm. Doesn't mean that you're going to be number one that night. You know? And so, that's just what it is. So, it's just all about communication and what you like. You know, and just spice things up a little bit, like, yeah. Other than that, you guys, I want to thank you guys for tuning into this podcast, and I will do another one soon. Take care.